Your spirit is infectious the way you... Is that the right way? Infectious? Yes. The way you even just talk to each other is a ministry. That next to last song you sang where Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. I still remember Forrest Baird, the philosophy professor, when I said that in my Sunday school class at First Presbyterian Church, Spokane. He said, Dale, did you realize there were three others in there in that tomb when they called? I said, no, I'd never heard that. And he said, didn't you hear him? Come forth, Lazarus. I said, that's not worthy of a philosophy professor for us. That's awful. I remember my wife also saying something inappropriate. She needs to read the Bible because this is what we were talking about. Paul says we all have different parts of the body, not all the hand and foot and ear and nose. We're all different parts. And I asked the class, what part of the body of Christ are you? Because we all have different parts. She said, I know your part. You have an iron butt. Wasn't that sweet? And that did not help the class, but it certainly can be helpful when we do learn what part of the body of Christ we have been made. Because when we're trying to be somebody else, when I went to Princeton Seminary, there were four of us, Don Mumma, Ted Nissen, Dick Jacobson, and I. We drove 3,000 miles to Princeton, and every Christmas vacation, 3,000 miles back, and we did that three straight years. And I lived under a huge guilty conscience because Don, as you know, is outgoing, and Ted and Dick, and they were talking to kids over at Princeton University and so on, and I was sitting in the library reading. And I remember a Campus Crusade for Christ fellow said to me one day, Dale, you're sitting here reading, and 100 yards away at the university, hundreds of men and women are going to hell, and they don't know Christ at all. And I felt, yeah, that is right. Why do I? And I didn't have the courage to go and talk to people. It takes a little courage to kind of talk about Jesus to somebody, and it was easier to read about him. And and then the pastor preached in Miller Chapel, and he quoted 1 Corinthians 12, 3 and 4. It says this, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Lord. There are varieties of services, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of ways that God works in us, but it's the same God. And I realized I could, by being just a student and just studying, that would be a part of the body of Christ too. Because I think a lot of us live under guilt because we're not like somebody we admire when we've been given completely different gifts. My class has heard this before, but the sand company, the salt. Campus Crusade for Christ started on this campus under Henry and Amir's influence when Bill and Vonette Bright came here from Oklahoma and were given a living relationship with Christ. So isn't it interesting that just how that whole ministry also expanded? But I was at Occidental College, that was fun. And Barack Obama went to Occidental College. Did you know that for a couple of years?
Yes.
Okay. But anyway, Bill Bright was not impressed with the fact that I had not won anyone to Christ. I had been there 2 whole years as a Christian. And he said, Dale, I think you're a coward, a spiritual coward. Because he'd get on an airplane and sit next to somebody, and by the time they landed, wherever it was, the person next to him had found Christ. And to me, to ask a person, that, like, what do you think about Jesus Christ, was almost like, what's your sex life like? Or, it's a kind of an intimate, personal question, but I didn't know what to do. Then finally, one night, they had the evening service here at Hollywood Presbyterian Church. And I still can tell you the very step where I stopped. I said, I'm not going to go in there again and take and take and not give. Tonight, I am going to witness for Christ or die. And so I did a U-turn, and I went back. The class knows where this ends. Forgive me for repeating this, but I walked down to Hollywood and Gower, and all the way I prayed, Lord, give me the courage and open the heart of the person I talk to and help me, because I'm tired of not witnessing for you. And I got down there, and there was a bus bench, and there was a Marine sitting there. And I sat down next to him, and I said, excuse me. And he said, yes. Have you ever thought about Jesus Christ? And he said to me, if you don't get out of here in 10 seconds, I'm going to smash you right in the mouth. That was my very first attempt to be a Christian. I had prayed all the way down, dear Lord. Now, my dad had taught me, never run away from a fight, son. But this would have been ridiculous. So within 10 seconds, I got up and I left. But as I was leaving, this will show you, I meant it that night. I said, Bruner, that was stupid. You need to have a normal conversation and ease into Christ. But that was the dumbest possible way to start a human conversation. Don't you cop out tonight, you wimp. You witness. And so I determined I was going to try again. And I walked down about one or two blocks to the park, to the bus bench, and was out of sight of the Marine, and was over almost at Vine Street. And I started a normal human conversation with the older gentleman sitting next to me. And I felt, man, the Lord's with me. And the bus came, took him. I do not seem to have the gift of evangelism. But don't you think it is possible to be quite different kinds of people and still serve the Lord? I think there are varieties of gifts and so on. I sure hope that's the case. All right, with that inspiring story, let us say a prayer and go out in the world and be a witness with your particular gift, okay? Not somebody else's. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are deeply grateful for Jesus Christ and how He has given us you. And we're so grateful for the church and the way the people of the church are real and help us deeply. We pray for the hurting world, refugees especially, but the poor, the needy, the brokenhearted. We'll all meet such this coming week, even today, and we pray that we may have a thoughtful word and way with everyone we meet today, particularly with our families and friends. Help us to be Christians in our hearts and in our speech. Thank you so much for this dear group, the Salt Company, of which we've heard so much for years, and their wonderful way. Bless them in their lives in every way. And bless all here, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends.